Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk today, speaking with Municipal CAO and Deputy Treasurer Maury O'Neill. We want to talk about the capital budget. It was presented to Council last month, and let's give a bit of an overall look at that capital budget. One big change is that you're moving toward more multi-year budgeting. So can you kind of explain that idea?
Well, what we've done this year for 2022 is look at a multi-year budget, which is a budget over 4 years. So what we're able to do is forecast our capital needs over 4 years, and it allows us to understand what our long-term capital needs are and start planning today by putting monies aside in the budget for those projects that might come due and cost a little more money in the long term. So we can start planning today. So our budget to Council covers from 2022 to 2026. Now, Council will be looking at the 22 budget really specifically, where the budget years in the longer term will be reviewed every year annually and upgraded as required.
Okay, so while you've got a number of projects you're putting out there, it's still got that aspect that we've been seeing over the years that they can change as necessary. These are just the project you intend to do, and some of those are very much specific to funding. You need that funding in order for the project to go ahead.
Absolutely. And so in the budget, in our multi-year planning, we're putting more monies aside in reserves to pay for capital projects in the future. But certainly there are a number of capital needs that can only move forward with government funding support. That's mainly due that these capital projects are very expensive and could have an adverse impact on the tax rates in the municipality, and Council certainly wants to minimize very high tax rate increases in a year. So our multi-year budget allows us to plan for projects and have extra time to apply for the available government funding that's out there.
If anybody wants to see more of that, they could watch the actual presentation as it was made on the municipality's YouTube channel, or the actual slideshow that was given to Council. That's also available on the municipal website.
That's correct, Dan. And with COVID-19 impacting operations, we are now broadcasting our council meetings live on our Municipality of Wawa YouTube channel, but they're also recorded, so anyone can go back to those presentations and view them at any time. But also, we've uploaded the presentation made to council up to our wawa.cc website. Someone can go to our website and go under Town Hall, go under Budget, and a copy of the 22 presentation is available there. Now, this was presented as a draft budget, and we're looking for public input. In the presentation, we go through every piece of capital equipment that we're proposing over the next 3 to 4 years, and we're looking for public comment on those projects. So, Dan, the public can provide comment into the capital budget up until January 14th, and they can do that by email, by phoning, by submitting any comments to Manuela Batovania, and Manuela's phone number is 705-856-2244 extension 226, or go on our website and submit comments to our website.
So the plan is to bring this draft for a vote.
That's right. We had originally scheduled to bring this capital budget forward to council in early February, because the capital budget can't be looked at its own. It has to be combined with our operating budget. And so we were going to present our operating budget to council next week. However, due to COVID-19 and the new provincial regulations, which require us to now not have members of the public present at in-person meetings, we are going to delay presenting the operating budget to council until February 8th. In the hopes that things may change and we may be able to have public participation in person. The operating budget does include the monies that we're proposing be set aside for capital planning. So once that's reviewed by council, we provide the public opportunity to provide input. We'll bring the capital and operating budget back to the municipal council likely around March the 1st. We've slightly had to delay due to the COVID regulations.
So in past years, you've passed the capital separately and then looked at the operating operating and pass that in the process, confirm the entirety. This year, you're going to just bring it to a vote as one object then?
Absolutely. Again, we're changing a few things that we do for the better to make better efficiencies, and that's one thing that our recent Wayfinders report and subsequent WAWA strategic plan highlighted, that we should be passing the budget in one meeting rather than separately.
All right, so people should definitely check out what's on the website or what was presented in the council meeting through the YouTube channel and get that feedback in as soon as they can.
Absolutely, and we look forward to any comments or questions about any proposed capital project, or maybe there's a capital project that the community wants included that might not be in there, so we certainly look forward to any comments, and again, please phone the municipality, ask for Manuela or myself, or go to our website and submit any online comments up until next Friday, January 14th.
Once again, that is Maury O'Neill, the CAO and Deputy Treasurer for the Municipality of Wawa, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings here on Jam FM.